Blog Talk Radio.
You go busting your fist against a stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you. You know how hard it is. Don't doubt. Being a woman, a black woman at that. In this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our sits. We don't be knowing the pain we be causing. This white man's world. This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all. In this white man's world. This song, yeah. For all those times that I messed up, or we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison. I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' picture. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kind of suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Rip the cap off the bottom. I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Reading love letters late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail. Best believe we ride. Eating Jack Max, staring at the walls of silence inside this cage where they captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons. Never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters. Far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation. Reparations to do. It's true. Caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them. Precious boys and girls, born black in this white man's world. And on the road.
Bougie Mall, St. Cool, Ding, all the real OGs, we out.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Open for Hope Radio. This show is entitled The Alchemist in You, and I am the Alchemy Goddess. My apologies for the delay in starting the show today. However, it won't stop the show, so we're here. I just wanted to introduce us really quickly. I'm Stacey, the Alchemy Goddess, and I have two co-hosts. Unfortunately, one of my co-hosts had a family emergency this evening, so she was unable to attend the first show. But that's okay. I also have my other co-host, Goddess of Divine Love, which is Tefania, and she's going to help me out tonight. Right, Tefania?
Yes, ma'am. Peace, peace.
Okay.
How y'all doing?
I can't hear you.
Okay, hold on one second.
Yeah,
I was trying to work through his headpiece. Can you hear me better now?
That's better, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Tonight we're going to first introduce ourselves, and then we're going to, you know, kind of go into a topic on energy. And I kind of had something I wanted to share with everybody. But for now, I just want to introduce myself again. My name is Stacey, and I go by the Alchemy Goddess. I started this journey. I can't even put a date on it. I've been this way since I was a little girl. I've always had encounters with, you know, things that never made sense to anybody other than me, and I never had any type of guidance, you know, with what I was dealing with as a child. And now that I'm older, you know, I have a better understanding of exactly the gifts, I guess, so to speak, which so many of us have, we just haven't tapped into. But, you know, I'm able to understand it more. I am a single mother. I have two children, ages 10 and 6, and I run my own business. I do not collect unemployment. I do not collect welfare. It is just me, my business, the Black Cosmic Cauldron. I give tarot readings. I also provide spiritual healing jewelry. And I also have recently noticed that I've been doing a lot of, you know, spiritual mentoring, so to speak. So I'm very excited about this show. And I'm really expecting to be able to learn a lot as well as give a lot of information. So on the second half of the show, the lines will be open for anyone to share anything with us, ask any questions they may have. And that's it for me. I yield the floor. It's on you, Tefania.
Okay. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Tefania Bourne. I am from Louisiana, and I also am an energy reader by means of the tarot. I also do energy cleansing, clearing, removing blockages, and I have my own business also with that, and I make candles, beauty products, and different things. The jack of all trades. I do a lot of different things. Me and Stacey met through Facebook, and it's been a wonderful thing. I've been meeting a lot of my soul family via social media, so it's always good, and I'm also here to learn as well as share what I've learned throughout this journey. So I'm excited for what this radio show brings for me and for us as a mass.
Yes.
And that's all. That's pretty much all I have with that, with the introduction.
Okay. Then I'm going to go right into it. There is a question that I, it's not really a question, but more of a statement, you know. We understand energy, you know, on a basic level, I believe, as a people. There's some of us who understand it more in depth. But the question, you know, yesterday I was doing a lot of reading, and the question, you know, it's actually not a question. It's more of it's a law of conservation of energy, you know, through physics, which basically states that energy can never can neither be created nor destroyed. And that made me think, because a lot of people focus on the aspect that energy cannot be destroyed, that it can only be transferred, but they don't really focus on the aspect that energy cannot be created. So that made me think a lot. If energy cannot be created, then who created us? Because we are energy. So that put a puzzle and, you know, a big question mark in my head, you know, and I know that goes against a lot of what, a lot of, you know, religious beliefs and things like that, but, you know, that leads me into basically explaining where I'm coming from when I try to tell people, you know, ye are God, meaning that that's something that's well within you, and as a collective, us together, we are that larger source of energy, that it's not someone else who has given us, you know, this life. And it's hard. That's very hard for a lot of people to understand, and it's very hard for a lot of people to grasp. It's very hard for a lot of people to even, like, to even figure because of what they've been taught their entire lives. So, you know, that's the question that I have, and that's my thoughts about it. If energy cannot be created nor destroyed, who created us? You know, what created us? You know, that's a big question. Tavanya, do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, I honestly don't have an answer for that. I just feel that some things just won't be known in this physical embodiment for some people. I mean, if you figure out the answer, please let me know, because I'm very interested in that. But as far as creation goes, and us being, I feel with the Creator, I feel that we are, all of us are, like you said, all of us are of God. All of us make up the Creator. All of us are aspects of the Creator expressing ourselves in different ways. That's different ways. That's how I see it. Even in the Bible, when they say that we are children of God, okay, well, if we are children of God, then what are we?
Right.
So, I mean, but as far as how we were created or who created us, I can't really say that, give an answer for that. I don't really know. I was hoping, I remember you bringing up that question, but I was hoping you had an answer for that question at the same time.
You know, I don't, and I've spent my whole day doing a lot of researching and getting more information, but, you know, it's not really, like you said, a question that we can answer. That's not something that we can pinpoint. But I want to get people thinking, and I want people to really redo their own research and look into that themselves. If everything that we've been taught, and I mean from the Bible to, you know, school and even, you know, in science class, if everything that we've been taught, you know, goes against what we feel, does that stop a person from continuing to educate themselves because something they've learned goes against what they already know to be true or what they believe to be true? You know, I don't think that people are looking at who we are and really digging deep in themselves, but I don't want to spend too much time on that topic. It was a question I wanted to put out there, and hopefully, you know, when we do open the line, somebody will have something to say. Because I'm open to anything, you know, and anyone's thoughts on that, religious or non-religious. But I'm hoping that someone will have something to say. I do, however, want to speak about the energy that we allow around us, the energy that we put out, and how we don't recognize a lot of times what's literally in front of our faces that causes a lot of the issues in our lives, because we kind of cancel it out, like, you know, no, that's my homeboy, I've known him for a long time, or that's my girl, I know her for a long time, or, you know, that's family. You know, you have the right to protect your energy, you know. So if someone is not giving you what you're giving them, you have the right to cut that person off. There's no
definitely. Universal
contract.
It has to be an even exchange. No matter who that person is, and I've dealt with that a lot recently, actually, with a particular family member. But if a a person is toxic to your life and to your growth and to your journey within this incarnation, you know, I say the universe. I don't say God. I just say the universe because I believe God is everything. So everything within us, everything within this world is God. But I believe that if a person is toxic or if a situation is toxic or if a thing is toxic to our lives and we on our own don't release the hold and the attachment to that particular person, place, or thing, that that's when tragic situations come about where it kind of forces it out of our lives. And when we try to keep on holding on to it, that's when things really don't play out well and we experience all these disappointments and heartaches and stuff from people because we keep on trying to hold on to things that we aren't meant to have.
Right. Like, that's like, you know, your body naturally fights off bacteria and things like that. And if, you know, you don't feed your body properly, it's not able to fight those things off and you can't get rid of them, so it can get worse. It's the same concept, but a lot of people don't look at energy in that way. They look at it as,
right.
First of all, they don't believe that it's everything. When we learn in science class, it is. They don't believe mm-hmm. that it's everything, so they don't understand the connection to it. You know, I, you know, personally have to remember a lot of times that on a daily basis, sometimes I have to remove negativity out of my life. You know, and people, you know, I was told a lot that I need to be able to control myself, and you know, there are so many programs for, like, you know, anger management and, you know, self-control, and there's so much of that, but at what point do you realize that maybe that particular person just rubs you wrong? And no matter how much you change about yourself, you ultimately make that decision to keep that person around. So what are you really changing? If
right.
you can't change it, them.
You can't. All you can do is control how you act towards that person or control what you do. But at the same time, I look at it, I see it as you know how when we used to have the house phones and you're talking to a person in some kind of way, another person's conversation kind of merges in and it causes static? That's all frequency.
Right.
Like if you on a certain frequency and somebody comes in and they're not on the same frequency as you, that's what's going to happen. It's going to cause static because it's not vibing. It's not on the same pace. So when you are striving for certain things in your life, and you allow people who aren't even on that level of awareness or aren't even in that mind state, it's going to cause a whole bunch of friction and turmoil within your life and what you're trying to do. So, you know, that goes back. And that's alchemy shit. When you mix in two things that aren't conducive to each other, it's going to cause a freaking explosion, right?
Right, right.
Dealing with
right.
chemistry.
And that's, you know, something I wanted to definitely touch on another show because there's, like, I can't remember if there's 6 or 9, but there's so many different forms of alchemy. I mean, physical alchemy, spiritual alchemy. There's so many different forms of alchemy, you know, and this is, you know, definitely one of them, though. You know, we have complete control over who we allow in our lives. And the moment we give up that control is the moment we say, oh, that's just who that person is. That's who they're going to always be. They may not. They may grow. They may. But you have to recognize that that person has that choice. Like I always say, loyalty should always be to self first. And I've upset a lot of people when I say that because they're like, well, I have children and this. If you don't give yourself the love you need, how are you going to love anybody the right way? And that includes mm-hmm. children because – yeah, you love your children, don't get me wrong, but if you're not loving yourself the right way, how can you give your children the best of you? How can you do that? Like, I don't want to give my children half of me. I don't want to give my children the negative side of me. I want to be able to, you know, love myself completely so that I can give them that love the right way. You know, people, like I said, they get upset when you tell them you're not supposed to love your children more than yourself. And though it sounds crazy, but you're not. You're supposed to love you first. Of course, they come, you know, you love them, but people, they're afraid of that concept, and I don't think they should be. It doesn't mean that you love them any less because you put yourself first. It just means that your happiness comes first. Like, for example, just to give you a prime example, you know good and well your baby might want that scoop of ice cream, but you know that either one it's not healthy for them, so you don't want to give it to them. Or you can't afford it because you got to take money and do something else. You know, that's more important. You have to love you more. You understand what I'm saying? So that you can give them the best. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're not loving yourself the right way, then you're not giving the right kind of love to your children. You're not giving them that balance and that wholeness that they need so they can grow up and love themselves completely.
See, you know, children or anybody for that matter, that reminds me of a post that my brother did, because my brother is a motivational speaker, and he does that through Instagram. But he was speaking on the difference between being selfless and selfish. And
right.
He was saying that, in a way, being selfless is, or being selfish is being selfless, because if you become selfless to the point where, when you think of the word, it's selfless, so it's being less of yourself. If you become less of yourself, how can you give to somebody else? So if you become so selfless to where you're just giving and giving and giving and you don't have anything for yourself, then when the next person comes around that really does need something from you, like, you can't help them because you gave everything to people that's steadily, you know, draining and draining and draining you of your energy. So, you know, you have to come to a point where you need to learn how to set boundaries with everybody and that with your children too. Because if you continue to, I mean, if you say yes all the time, even me, if somebody keep on telling me yeah all the time, like, that's going to be my go-to person because I know they're going to say yeah.
Right.
So, you know, you have to set boundaries for yourself to where you aren't being drained so much of your energy to where you can't really function in your life like you need to function in order for you to evolve into the person
right.
that you want to be.
Right, and that's exactly what I'm saying. It's all about self-love first, and I know, you know, that journey, like, for me, it was hard, you know, trying to get back to loving myself like I used to when I was younger, you know, because I had children, I got married, and I forgot all about safety, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I forgot what was important for me and what I needed, and it took me a long time to get to where I am, you know, now, where I'm able to give myself the right kind of love I need so that I can give my children and any man, you know, that I meet, or my family, my friends, so I can give them, you know, the right kind of love back, because, you know, nobody's going to be able to make me happy but me, you know, and I realized that a very long time ago. My happiness dwells within my hands and my hands only, and, you know, I can do things, like Will Smith said, to make people smile. I can make people laugh. I can do things to make them proud. But I'll never be able to make another person happy. That's something that solely lies within them.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
And
you cannot feel. Go ahead. You can go ahead, sis.
No, I was saying, I lost my train of thought. You go ahead.
Yeah, like, you cannot feel somebody else's void, and that's something I'm coming into now, actually, and it feels so good. I'm not going to lie to you. It feels really good because I know for a long time, and it always stems back to your childhood. I always say that I had the daddy syndrome, the little daddy issues, because my dad wasn't in my life consistently as a child, but conflicting energies with that, because his side of the story, my mom's side of the story, but at the end of the day, he wasn't there consistently as a child, so I was always seeking that love that I wanted from him through other people, not understanding that if I don't give that love to myself, or if I don't provide that love for myself, that I would never, you're never going to be able to get it from somebody else. You have to put you first. You have to put your needs, your wants, your desires first before you can become happy with anybody else. I was speaking with somebody about this the other day. The question, like, what is love? What is your definition of love? Let me ask you that. What is your definition of love?
Me? My definition of love
mm-hmm.
is caring for someone without limitations, being there for someone
mm-hmm.
without limitations, no matter what the case may be, you know, and it's unconditional. Love to me can't, there's no expiration date. If I love you today, I'm going to love you tomorrow. no matter what you've done. You know, I might not like you tomorrow, but I'm still going to love you tomorrow.
Do you have that unconditional love for yourself? Because that's where it has to start. Because a lot of times we love people so much to the point where even when they hurt us and when they do us wrong, we still allow them to continue to keep on doing that. And we put ourselves in a deeper hole and we put more pain on ourselves. So my what I've been learning is to love myself more because, you know, I'm a very nurturing and caring person, a very forgiving person. But I had to come to forgive myself for allowing other people to continue to put things on me that I did not want for myself. So at some point in time, when we are seeking that love, we have to seek that love within ourselves first and, you know, not allow ourselves to continue to be hurt and disappointed by other people. And a lot of times we become disappointed by other people because we expect something from them. Like, okay, well, I love you this much, and I'll do this for you, and I'll do that for you. And I'm not just speaking of, like, a romantic relationship. I mean, with your family members, with your children, or whatever.
Right.
You just feel like because I'm doing this for you or because I'm acting this way towards you that I expect you to do the same. And that's where we fail a lot because we expect things from people, and we cannot expect anything from anybody because we don't know who they are. Sometimes they don't even know who they are. So when you
say that's what...
So when you are loving or when you're acting out of love, make sure you're acting out in a way to where, you know, you're making sure that you're straight first. Like, don't ever put yourself in a situation to where you're giving so much to one person that you're taking from yourself. You only give what you have in abundance of. You don't give what you're lacking.
I like that a lot. You know, it's funny because, like you said, if you don't love yourself, how can you give anybody else? And that's a really good topic. What if you're not loving yourself enough? How do you know that you're allowing the right kind of people in your life? If you're not giving yourself the type of love you need, like if you haven't forgiven yourself for things that you've done or, you know, shit that you fucked up with, how can you let somebody, how do you even know if you're allowing the right kind of people around you? And honestly, I believe you don't. You're not going to know unless you start to, you know, love yourself again and start to realize, you know, then you can put your guard up and say, well, you know, I was fucking with you before, but, you know, I'm a little different now. Now I realize who you are. And until you work on that, I can't fuck with you.
Right.
Like, that's
and then, you know, I realize who I am. I realize
right.
who I am. And I'm not trying to be bothered with nobody like that. But at the same time, it's like most of the people that we attract in our lives, they're a reflection of us. Everybody that you see in your life is a reflection of you, whether it's something that you're aware of or not. They're
right.
always a reflection of you. So if you're not embodying that commitment to yourself and that love for yourself, you're not going to reflect that on someone else. If you're lacking whatever, like just not okay, like getting to the point where you're okay by yourself. Like, I don't need nobody else. I don't need somebody to come and sit and chill with me. I don't need somebody to talk to me. I don't need nobody to love me because I love myself enough to know that, you know, to know what I deserve or to know that I'm a value to the next person. When you value yourself, then you're going to reflect somebody that's on that same level as you, and it'll be balanced out. Like, when you're imbalanced, that's what you're going to reflect. People that are imbalanced too. So until you can get right with yourself, like the Lauryn Hill song popped up, how you gonna win when you ain't right within?
Right.
Yeah. How you gonna win when you're not right within? So how you gonna get anything that you are achieving for and trying to achieve and you're not right within yourself?
Right. You don't even know what you need right now. And it's crazy because sometimes, like you said, people get sent into your lives and you're not even ready for them. And, you know, you either push them away or, you know, you don't want them around because you can't deal with, you know, whatever they're giving off at the time, because honestly, you're just not ready for it. And mm-hmm. I think that me personally, I can honestly say I've done that in my past a lot. And, you know, like you said, I'm happy alone. And it took me a very long time to get here, a very long time. So now that I'm here, it's like when it comes to, especially when it comes to guys, if you can't match my peace and my happiness, there's no need for me to even have you around me. You know, I can't, right. I don't want to deal with your drama. I don't want to deal with your problems, you know. I done made peace with my kid's father. I done released all the drama in my life. I don't want nobody else's. And now that I know what I'm worth and what I'm capable of doing, it's like, all right, well, match that. And if you can't match that, then we have nothing to even talk about.
Yeah.
I don't even want to be bothered.
And a lot of times people mess up on a good thing. Like, some of us, we crave for love so much and we don't realize how much we have that around us already. Like, even with our children, like, a lot of women and men are looking for that fulfillment, that unconditional love from somebody else. When you got some kids sitting right there that love you no matter what, like, you can fuss at your children, you can cuss at your children, you can punish them, whatever, but at the end of the day, you still mommy and they still love you and they're going to still come and hug and kiss you like you ain't did nothing. And even with the friendship, like, we have, I'm going to use me for example. I have a friend, and, you know, I wanted a relationship with this particular person, but he was involved with somebody, and I got to a point where I was like, you know what, since I can't have you like I want you, then I don't want you to be in my life at all. That's not love. That's not unconditional love. Like, even if you, right. even if a person loves you and accepts you for who you are, and they still, even though you push them away, no matter who they are, even though you push them away and you might, you know, get into with them or whatever, but they still accept you and they love you and they're willing to work at whatever disagreements you have or just agree to disagree, you know, that's pure love. Because most people, right. if you don't view things in the way that they view it, or if you don't agree with certain things that they agree with, they want to just knock you out of their lives. But a person that really loves you, like, they're going to accept that you're different from them, and that's okay that you're different from them because you're a whole different individual. But we can still vibe together. Like, we can still be in each other's lives. We can still support each other. So sometimes people right. have that love that they're searching for, but they don't even see it just because it's not, like, in the form that they want it.
Or it's not what they're used to.
Oh, yeah, or it's not. Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, it's not what they're used to, so they're afraid of it. Okay, I did want to touch on another subject, still on energy, though, of course. I want to talk about energy and how the media is using it to, that's what I'm looking for, keep us vibrating low, keep us consumed by it. You know, it's funny, like, I'm on Facebook, not right now, but I'm on Facebook, and I see people share the same stuff over and over and over again, and it's like, if you have no intention on doing absolutely nothing to make a change with what's going on with our people, why do you continue to share the negative stuff over and over again with the, you know, caption, we need to do better, or come on, y'all, or something like another one got shot, or, you know, another Waffle House they don't want to send. Like, if you have no intention on doing nothing to help, why spread the negative? And the more, and I try to explain to as many people as I come across how everything that the government does, everything that, you know, is being placed is strategic. It's not something that they just say, okay, let's just try this out. No, they know it's going to work, so they do it. This is why they feed you certain things in the media, all the negative shit, all the people getting killed. They're not going to show you, you know, over and over again, somebody feeding somebody or helping somebody out. They're not going to put that on over and over again. They might show you a clip or a glimpse of it a little bit, but they're not going to put it out there over and over again because that's not what they want you to feed off of. They understand, you know, the law of attraction. If you constantly feed negativity and you keep feeding it, you can't expect negativity to change into something positive if you keep feeding it with more negative. That's like with anything. If you want to transmute it, you got to transmute it to something positive. You have to change it. That's alchemy. You got to change it from one thing to another. So if you're not doing that and you're just spreading the negative, you and everybody else are the people who are feeding it, making it grow. And when I tell people, they say, you're crazy. This is what they're doing to us. They can't do nothing to us if we don't give them the power to do it to us. And we keep giving them the power to do it to us over and over again. With every share, with every rally, every protest, every march, all of that energy that they are literally using against us. And people say, oh, that's some old, you know, woohoo, some witchy shit. No, that's not witchy shit. That's alchemy. You know, and I have a book, actually, and it's called Occultism. Not occult, but occultism. And it's a timeline of alchemy from, you know, as far back as they could go, when it was in our hands, basically, till it, like, transferred over the years into Wicca. Like, they explain it. I mean, and just knowing the things that I read, like what I read about, like, around the 1480, when the information left Africa and went to a certain part of Rome, and then shortly after, in 1492, you know, Christopher Columbus brought his ass over here on some fucked up shit. You know, it's too coincidental to me. Like, there's no way in hell you can't tell me that this man wasn't taught what he was taught, and he used everything, meaning our energy, to do what he had to do to take over. You know, from what I'm hearing, Christopher Columbus was, you know, half Sicilian and half Italian. He was half black and half white. So he was already being enslaved and tortured and everything. So he took that knowledge he had, he brought it right over here to do the same shit to us. You know, we this is just what I've, you know, read. But, you know, we dismiss energy because we look at it like it's not that important. But in reality, it's what literally moves us. It moves everything, the whole planet. I mean, all of us. It's not one, two, three. I mean, like I said before, people actually laugh at me when I speak about this, but you believe that a planet like ours is just floating in the middle of the fucking galaxy. Nothing's holding it up. It's just there. They say, oh, that's gravity. Well, Nikola Tesla argued Einstein on that. He said it wasn't gravity. It was dark energy. But, you know, I'm going to talk about dark energy on another episode. But, you know, that was argued. So you believe that, but you can't believe that energy moves everything. We're being held up by energy. How could you not believe it? You know? So that's something that I wanted to talk about, you know. Is that feeding negativity on a mass scale? So,
right. Well, it's being that we're in a free will realm. I feel like it's everybody has their role to play, or everybody plays a role. It's just like in tarot, we have the pages, we have the knights, we have the queens, and we have the king. The page's role is to deliver a message.
Right.
So the people that are sharing this information, you know, that might just be their role to play, to share that information, not to necessarily do something about it, because not everybody is a doer. That's just like when you're looking at a business, you have the owner of the business and you have the workers. Not everybody has come to play that leadership role. Not everybody has come to play that fighting role. Some people are here just to pass on a message. But at the end of the day, it's all upon the person who receives the message to decide what they're going to do with it, if they're going to act on it, if they're going to pass it on, if they're going to do whatever. It's just like when you look at, because they're not hiding shit. That's the thing. They're putting it in plain sight. Some people just see it, some people don't. And it's just all on your level of awareness. It's just like with a box of cigarettes. Like, people smoking cigarettes and they smack on the box that says that this may cause cancer. So it's your choice. You're gonna smoke this or you're not. I'm telling you, it could give you cancer. You're going to smoke it or what you're going to do. So it's like the information is right there for us, but whether it resonates with you or not, that's just like I tell people with the messages that I give with my tarot readings. Like, if it does not resonate with you, that means it's not meant for you to hear it at this point in time, or it may not be meant for you to hear it at all. You're just not on that frequency. But as far as all that, Nick, I try my hardest. I don't watch much TV, and I get on social media, but most of the time I get on there and just post whatever I feel the need to post, and I get off because it influences you a lot. And one thing, I saw this on a female that I follow on Instagram, on her profile, it said that she was an influencer. And that's what TV and social media does. It influences people. But it's all on the individual whether they're going to allow themselves to be influenced by this particular energy or not. So it's just whoever's eyes are open to what's really going on, or, you know, I feel like everything happens in its own time and everybody is on their own level of awakening. You know, they might not be aware of certain things at this moment in time, but when you plant that seed, just like you said, with the people spreading that message, they might see something and might not dawn on them right now, but a year or 2 years or whatever down the line, they might be like, oh, you know what, I saw this, and, you know, it just wakes something up within you. But everything happens within its own time, and everything is happening in divine time. I don't believe anything happens at the wrong time or anything happens too early. Everything happens just as it's planned to happen. That's how I feel, anyway.
Right. And I understand what you're saying. I do. Like with the box of cigarettes, it says it there, but whether or not it said it or not, it's still going to cause the cancer, whether or not they put it on the box or don't put it on the box. And that's what I mean about people sharing it. Like, we know it's happening. We know. It's been happening for a very long time. Very. So it's like, at this point, it's almost as if people are using it as a form of entertainment, like, well, dying and being, you know, treated like shit at these restaurants and these stores is comical to them. Like, they, you know, oh, y'all, look what we done, look what done happened to us again. Like, we know it's happening. That's why, you know, I'm a strong, like, you'll very rarely see me ever share anything negative about something happening. You know, I used to, but I've stopped. And, like, over the last year, I've stopped because I realized that it was doing absolutely nothing but, literally, I'm getting, you know, the angry reaction, people commenting, and I hate these people. It was causing more negativity. It wasn't
Yeah, it's like a lot of that shit, sis, I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't even know if a lot of that stuff is 100% real. I think a lot of it is staged, because even when you look at reality TV shows, that shit is so staged. And when you look at the news and the media, matter of fact, I was watching TV the other day. I was watching Love It or List It, the little house show or whatever, and it's supposed to be like a reality thing, but I'm looking at it and I'm like, these people look like they didn't study their lines, or they're reading what somebody then told them to read. And a lot of the stuff that they post on the news and on the media, I feel like it's staged just to get a negative reaction out of people, because the vibration of this planet, like if everybody on this planet is mad and angry and hurt, or whatever, like whatever negative emotions, that's what the majority of the planet is going to express. So
right.
I feel like they're putting that out on purpose, and they fucking paying people to do certain things, do stupid things just to get a negative reaction out of us so that keep us oppressed and keep us focused on the what we lack and what we don't have. When, like I told you the other day, we as a people, as black people, have come a long way, and we're slowly but surely getting back to our authentic selves, our true selves,
right.
Yes, our authentic selves.
I like that.
And it's a long journey. It's you know, it's been a long journey, and we still have a ways to go, but we're getting there. And no matter how they try to stop us, we gonna get there. So,
right.
The main thing
is like you said, it's divine timing, it's divine purpose. So, you know, it was just how it's supposed to happen. It's just like, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I'm like you said, a lot of the stuff is staged. It's not even real, which, you know, should make a lot of people really think, why are you getting so upset about something that's not even really, I mean, it was, don't get me wrong, people, I'm sure really died, but the act itself was paid. Somebody was paid to do that, or whatever the case may be, you know? And that's done intentional. Like, people, I don't think they understand that the power that we have within us, we forgot that we have it. They have not forgotten. They know who we are. Like, you know, what was it? That Not For The Radio song on Nas' album where, you know, Puffy says to him, you know, I think they're scared of us.
Like, that's some that's some real shit. They are. They are very scared. And once we wake up and realize just how powerful we are, this is why they're killing our babies before they even get to the age to even be able to decide to even realize they're powerful. Cut them off early. You know, it's all done intentionally. Kill off the daddies, you know, put the mamas on welfare, put the daddies in jail, and let's kill the kids. Like, they know exactly what they're doing. So that's why I brought the topic up with energy.
Yeah,
because if we understood how powerful we are, we would stop. And you, like you said, it is you know, a free will. You know, this is a free will dimension. This is what is you. The only thing that nobody can fuck with is your free will. People, that's like, you know, like I said, when I do my spell workers and stuff, people want me to do a whole bunch of extra shit, and I'm like, listen, I can't fuck with nobody's free will. That's them. If they don't love you, they don't love you. I can't make nobody love you. Like, you know, it's just the same thing. We can't make anybody do anything. We can't make anybody do anything. You know, we just have to keep doing what we're doing. But I'm about to cut to a break and play a song, and we'll be back in 5.
Okay, I'll be here.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. We just wanted to take a short, quick break. This is Stacey again, the Alchemy Goddess, and I have Stefania. She is the Goddess of Divine Love.
Yes, I am.
And yes, I am. Just wanted to say really quickly that we're just kind of freestyling it today. We're not, we haven't invested too much time. We just wanted to get a feel of things and to get to know each other because, like she said, she's all the way in Louisiana. I'm all the way in New Jersey. And we have another co-host who is unfortunately not here today, but she's in Jacksonville, Florida. So we're kind of all over the place and just to get familiar with each other and to see where we all stand. We just wanted to freestyle it today. So please excuse us if you hear any short pauses or anything like that. But we're going to open up the line. So if there's anybody on the line that wants to speak, say something, anything, you want to give us, you know, some more information, feed us some more knowledge, you know, maybe you want to, you know, rebuttal something, one of us to say anything, you know, we're open to it. So the line's open. If you want to, just press 1 and I'll let you speak. But for the time being, I guess we can continue our conversation on energy. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, the masses use it to control us. And, you know, it's
girl,
real interesting.
Let me say.
Oh, wait, I have a caller.
Girl, you have a caller? Okay, cool.
I have a caller, okay?
Okay, all right.
Hold on. All right, caller, you're on.
Peace and blessings to everybody. How y'all doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Okay, this is, let me just have me, you know, I was just listening into the show, you know, and I definitely want to commend you ladies for actually, you know, reaching out to the people to help, you know, repair the spiritual energy, because we definitely need that. I do definitely see that we are in a broken place as far as us as people with our spiritual energy, and I just like kind of wanted to piggyback off of what you ladies was going into. You know, when it comes to energy and our bodies, you know, you get out what you put into it. You know, and a lot of things that we don't realize is that, you know, our bodies, they operate off of natural energy. So the things, the foods that we eat, you know, the liquids that we drink, even, you know what I'm saying, things as simple as, you know, what we brush our teeth with, the shampoo that we use for our hair. Like, you know, everything plays a part in, you know, the type of energy that your body produces. You know, and if you're constantly feeding yourself the wrong things, if you're constantly putting poisons into your body and, you know, you don't get the proper, you know, get that proper exercise that your body needs to keep the blood circulating and the oxygen flowing properly, it throws your chakras off and it, you know, imbalances, you know, all your energy. So, you know, I think, you know, personally that, you know, we as a people should pay more attention to, you know, the type of stuff that, you know, if we want to correct our energies with ourselves, I think one of the first steps that we should take as a people is to just pay attention to, you know, the shit that we put into our bodies. Like, you know, like not for nothing, but, you know, personally, like this is, and I'm going to speak from a personal point of view, like, you know, fluff, you know, toothpaste has, you know, a bunch of chemicals and nasty shit in it that, you know, contributes to Alzheimer's, you know, all kinds of crazy shit, mental defects, you know, fluoride and all kinds of crazy shit like that's in toothpaste. You feel me? And, you know, it has a chemical reaction to the brain. So, you know, to avoid or to minimize, you know what I'm saying, the amount of chemicals that I put into my body by brushing my teeth, like I use baking soda. Like, I mean, I'm not saying everybody should do that, but again, what I am saying is just, you know, like I said, I think it starts from, you know, what you put into your body, you know, and with that one, I'm going to fall back, you know, but I just, like I said again, like, you know, I commend y'all for bringing this to the table because it's definitely something that we as a people need to work on, you know.
Thank you. Add on to what he said, speaking of energy and the type of energy the foods that we eat hold, when you think about when you're eating meat, for instance, and the type of environment that these animals that we're eating are in, the way they treat the animals, like whatever energy that animal holds when it dies, that's the type of energy that we're putting in us. So if you have an animal that's fearing for their life, like a lot of us, we are very fearful. Like we fear certain things or a lot of things because we're putting fear into our body. The animals that we eat and the things that we put into our body holds that type of energy to it. So like he says, what you put into your body is what you're gonna radiate in. So you're radiating in fear because you're sitting up here eating a whole bunch of stuff that's been caged for one, that's been oppressed for two, that's been you're looking at the animal is looking at a human being coming up to it with a knife or whatever it is, however to kill them. And they're being packed, like, in small areas. There's a whole bunch of them in small areas. So, you know, that's a very good point to be mindful of what you're feeding yourself. And I'm not knocking any mediators or nothing like that because it's all about how you perceive things. One thing I know for sure, what I was speaking to my sister, my best friend about, is a lot of people don't say grace over their food no more. And I know that's a more of a religious type thing. But looking at an energetic standpoint, what is gratitude? Like when you're grateful that you have food on your table, when you're grateful that you were able to provide your family with something to eat, when you're grateful that you have a table to sit at and you're not outside under a bridge or something eating, when that attitude of that grateful energy is put around and surrounding what it is that you're putting into your body, it raises the vibration of that. So sometimes, like, some people can't afford to eat as healthy as they would like to eat. But when you just sit there and you put that thankful energy into it and that positive energy into it, it changes the chemical reaction that it has to your body. So that really is a good point. What you said? What's your name again?
Hamid. Hanif.
Yes, Hanif. All right. Thank you for bringing that up because that's something I wanted to talk about too. And not even with the food, that with anything that we do, people need to be aware
music.
Of the type of energy that they put out. Like I was talking to a friend of mine today about how we feel when we paying bills, when we spending money. Like a lot of people are blocking themselves from abundance because of the negative feelings that we have towards spending money. When you spend money and you have a feeling like, oh man, you know, I wish I didn't have to spend the money on this bill. I wish I didn't have to spend this much money. Oh man, it's going to hurt my pocket or whatever. Like that's the type of energy you're putting out into the universe. So you know what? That's what you're going to get back. But when you change that, and that's alchemy, when you take a negative feeling and you transmute it into a positive one, and instead of thinking, oh, you know, this is going to hurt my pocket, and say, you know, I'm grateful that I had this in my pocket to be able to pay my bills because my light's going to be on, or I'm grateful that I had this money to spend on this food because now my children have something to eat. When you put out an attitude of gratitude and being grateful for what you have right now, the universe is like, say you, for instance, if you giving to a person and they steadily saying, you know, oh, I wish you would have given me more, or this ain't enough, or, you know, just giving you negative feedback, even though you're giving them your all or giving them all that you can at this moment, you ain't going to want to do for that person no more. So it's the same thing with the universe. If the universe is steadily giving us things and we're not appreciative of what we have right now, it's not going to reflect that appreciation. Like, okay, I appreciate you appreciating me, so I'm going to give you more. It's like we have to train our mind to think about situations in a different way, because a negative situation or what we perceive to be a negative situation can really have a positive outcome. For instance, my parents' house caught on fire August of last year, and that was a very tragic experience for us. And it was scary for my kids. You know, that's the house I grew up in. My parents had a lot of valuable things in there. But right before the fire happened, and it's crazy because right like a month or so before the fire happened, my parents had applied for a loan to expand their house. Well, that fire happened, and you know what? They ain't need to apply for no loan, because once the fire happened, they had some fire ass insurance, and that insurance paid for everything to be. They have a whole new house now, and they were able to expand their house, and I have to come out of pocket for it. So you never know what type of blessings come out of what you perceive as a attractive situation, but it's always the type of energy that you hold towards it.
Right. It depends on how you're going to transmute that into something positive for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I also agree it's what we put in our bodies. You know, the energy we allow in is the energy that, you know, is going to come out of us. So, you know, I do try my hardest to stay away from lots of things. I try to eat a lot of alive food, so to speak, more vegetables and fruit and, you know, more water, especially, you know, alkaline, as expensive as it is. I've also started drinking liquid gold, but not the white stuff from GNC, like actual like liquid gold and platinum and iridium and silver and copper. And one thing I've noticed, the biggest difference I want to say that I've noticed, is I don't get sick like I used to. But more than that, like I noticed, you know, there's a guy on the phone, but my menstrual is like not like it used to. Like it's like here and gone. It comes as fast as it comes, it's gone. And, you know, that's something I thought was really interesting because, you know, when I started taking these so-called, I call them supplements, but they're really minerals. When I started taking them, my mindset was, you know, I wanted to, you know, awaken more. I wasn't thinking nothing about that. I was like, you know, I want to be on that conscious level, and I'm hoping this helps me balance that with my diet and everything else that I'm doing. And, you know, it changed a lot for me, and it made me think, are we really supposed to be, you know, getting it like that? Or are we? And, you know, it's probably not, because the food that we're eating is causing us to be that way, you know, when it comes to our monthly. So that's just something I thought of. It just hit my head. I'm sorry, but, you know, it makes sense, you know. But the website that I go through is Black-owned, and they, you know, it's not cheap. I won't even lie. It's not cheap, but it's worth it, you know, especially like my son. He was diagnosed, whatever, with ADHD a few years ago. And when I started giving it to him, the change I saw in him was more so like he was able to stay more focused in school, and he was able to respond better to me. He was able to put his words and his sentences together better. And he was a lot calmer, but it wasn't like, you know, drug addicted calm. It was a very natural calm. And, you know, they said not to give it to children under a certain age, but, you know, I do give the
You have to send me that information, because I have a nephew that was diagnosed with ADHD. I don't too much believe in that, the ADHD thing, especially with little boys, because it's mostly little boys that they diagnose with ADHD. Mm-hmm. You don't see it too often in girls.
Right.
But, you know, they little boys. They just want
to
run wild. Like, and at age, that's what...
To.
Yeah, like you keep them caged up in the classroom all day, and then you got like 30 to 50 kids in one class with one teacher. Of course it's going to be distractions. Of course they're not going to be able to focus. They just want to play. As a little kid, you just want to play. Shit, as an adult, I want to play, you know. But they have so much energy within them, because they vibrate. Children vibrate much higher than adults. So they have so much energy in them, and they don't know how to balance that out. The only way they know how to get it out is to play. And when we keep them caged in like that, it's going to come out in a way that people think, oh, they're too hyperactive, or they don't know how to focus or whatever. Like, they little kids. They just want to play. But that and, you know, the foods that we're giving them, our kids these days eat so much sugar. It's ridiculous.
Yep. So many
especially
chemicals.
With that.
From the Doritos and the hot fried Cheetos and all of that shit. Like, and the
You're giving your kid Kool-Aid for breakfast with pancakes with a whole bunch of syrup and all this, and you think they ain't going to be hyped when they go to school?
Right.
So,
right, and that's
I'd be hyped too.
I had to change a lot of his eating habits, and you know, I got a lot of suggestions about what I should do with him. And the only thing that I realized that worked the best was
me taking the time out to speak to him about what he's going through and honestly, you know, giving him that, because I give him the platinum, I have to give it to him, like, maybe once a week, sometimes, you know, once every 2 weeks. I don't give it to him every day. It's supposed to be taken every day, but when I read the directions, you know, they said children under a certain age, you really shouldn't give it to them. So I give them a smaller dosage, and I don't give it to them as often. But it has helped a lot, a whole lot. But unfortunately, when I came back from a trip, they made me dump my copper and my gold. So I was very upset because I missed the check-in, the baggage claim, or the baggage check-in, whatever. I missed it, and they wouldn't let me bring it on the plane with me because it was over, you know, a certain amount of ounces, and my heart broke. But it's all right. I'll get more.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to have to get that.
I have the other,
link from
my
you.
Other copper bottle. But they're very helpful. I definitely recommend them. I'll send the information to you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get that from you, especially what you're saying, it helped with your cycle, because I had two daughters. They're 10 and 13, and both of them then had their cycles, and my baby girl was like, Mom, I don't like this.
Like, right.
I don't want this no more. How can I get rid of it?
Oh, that, it helps a lot, and the copper is also really good for, like, your skin and your hair. It's really, really good. Like, I suggest anyone who's been through any type of, like, chemo, radiation, that copper is everything. You know, it's more than just drinking it in a copper vessel. It's actual copper. I mean, they all have no taste to it. It tastes like water, except for the copper. It tastes a little like copper. It's copper, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you expect? But it's very helpful. It's very, very helpful. Is there anybody else, any callers who want to speak or have anything to say? You know, if you do, you can press 1 and I'll open the mic for you.
Yeah, and just to add on to the whole being mindful of what you feed your body, be mindful of what you feed your energy, because this goes back to what we were speaking about with the people that you allow around you.
Right.
If the people that you, like, whatever type of energy you allow around you, I feel like each individual is like a whole world of its own. Just like when you look at science and we have all these different planets or whatever, however it is, I can't see it, so I can't really speak on it. But I feel like each person is like a whole universe on its own. And when you allow another person near you, it's like your universe merging with theirs. So it's going to create different effects. So if you know, if a person is not on a level that you want to be on, or a level that that you're on at the time, and they're vibrating a little lower than you, I don't like to say lower or higher, but they're vibrating differently from you, then, you know, be mindful of that, because of course it's gonna affect your world. So not only do you need to be mindful of what you're feeding your body, you need to be mindful of what energies you're allowing to merge with yours also.
Okay, we have another caller. Hold on 1 second. Okay, caller, please state your name.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Shadow Talk. I just want to welcome both you ladies, Stacey and Tawana, to Black Think Tank Radio Network. I've been listening to the show all night, and some good stuff. I agree with a lot of what you say about energy and how what you put into your body is important, and how you vibe with good people around you as opposed to negativity and stuff like that. And I didn't get to call last week, your first show. I just wanted to make sure I called today.
We have it every Monday, and the first Monday is Jack Jackson, and he does the parts of the homie, so it's a little different, but each week we touch on a different topic that's basically very important to the Black community. I mean, you know, we also going to have my friend and sister comrade, Nicole. She's going to do, you know, political talk. She's going to touch more than, you know, politics, but, you know, that's kind of going to be, you know, sort of the focus for her. And then I know Jack's sister, she's going to be doing education and finances, I believe, or economics, I believe. So So we're going to, you know, touch on every topic. So we're hoping that we have, like, a well-rounded thing going here. We can give a lot of people a lot of different information to help everybody in every aspect because, again, everybody has a lane and everybody, you know, needs to stay in their lane, but they should definitely grow in that lane, you know?
Exactly. We all need to grow and we all need to come together as a collective and share this information freely without fear, you know, that someone is not going to be able to pass that information on because we all got information that we need to pass on. That's what makes our language unique. And that's a beautiful thing.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, and like I said, it's all about planting that seed. Like, even if, I know when I spoke with Stacey earlier today, she was saying that she was a little bit worried that some people wouldn't be open to what it is that we're talking about. But I say this to people with when I give messages on my YouTube channel, like, and they have people that come on that don't agree with what I'm saying, and they might speak on them not agreeing with what I'm saying. But all I tell them is, if, you know, that just means you're not on the same frequency as me, so you need to change the damn channel. That's all that is. But I guarantee you what I say might not hit you right now, but a day or a month or a week or a year later, it's going to hit you because I done planted that seed, and all my seeds grow. Trust and believe that.
Right.
It's funny because we talk about diet, and I was an alkaline vegan for a very, very long time until some things happened. And before that, I was a vegetarian. Right now, you know, until my levels kind of, you know, stop fluctuating, I'm on some weird eating habits. But the most happy as I was, the most clearest I was when I was vegan. I love being vegan. That lifestyle, like you said, is not cheap, but it's worth it in the long term. I still drink the alkaline water. That gallon of water, to me, I try to get it in every day. I think that's important for overall health. You know, I see a lot of youth out here. They're eating things and they don't understand. Maybe not this day, maybe not next day, but someday down the road is going to have an adverse effect. And I just like what you were saying. I did listen to the other show, but I haven't really listened all of it. And I'm enjoying the vibe. Thank you.
We still have the lines open, so if anybody wants to talk or anybody has anything they want to say, want to add anything you want to share with us, maybe you have some knowledge that, you know, you can give us, but we're definitely open. So all you got to do is press 1, and I'll let you speak.
Yeah.
I see we have a few callers, so if you have a second. Because, I mean, I can talk about energy all day long.
Yeah, I know, right? And I know, like, what she was speaking about with the kids, things affect us differently as we age because our bodies weaken. You know, as children, when they're eating a lot of junk, because I know I ate a lot of junk. I remember getting money from my grandmother, walking up the street to the little corner store, and I'll go grab me a bag of Lay's potato chips with a pig lip and be wearing it out, not knowing what it's doing to my body. But when you're young, your body is stronger because all those cells, they're more fresh than what they are now. It's like, just like people, you know, as we get older, our bodies get weaker, our energy gets weaker. And it's the same thing with the cells within our body. When those cells are fresh, they're stronger and they're able to fight off disease and viruses and stuff like that when we're younger. As we get older and we're not training our body to, we're not putting the right things in our body to keep our body strong, that's what kind of messes us up. But definitely, The vegan thing is difficult for me. I can say for sure it's difficult for me. I've been trying. I'm actually on a watermelon fast right now. I'm trying to do a 5-day watermelon fast, y'all. So pray for me. Because I'll be liking my little snacks. But just even if it's detoxing, if you can't do it as a lifestyle, if you can just give your body a break for one day a week or 1 week a month, that's a major help right there, because it gives your body a chance to restore and renew the cells that have been damaged. So even if, you know, you can't afford to be vegan or to eat as healthy as you would like to help eat, then, you know, just giving your body a one-day break or one week a month fast, then that would be a major right. help right there too.
Right. And if, you know, anybody has anything they want to share, any type of detoxes that you might have used in the past, I mean, you'd be so more than welcome to share that.
Right.
Because I know I've looked into some, but I haven't tried any. I just stick with my liquid minerals, and they seem to help me pretty well. But if there's anything anybody want to speak, press one. We kind of left it open the second half so that you guys can
then we got like
speak 30, your mind.
About 30 minutes left.
Yeah, so I don't know.
About 30 minutes left. But as far as energy goes, like energy clearing or cleansing your energy in the different ways to do that, like I said, with fasting, even if it's not cleansing your energy of stuff that you're putting in your body, even if it's just clearing your energy of the other people's junk, like other people's energy, fasting can help with that too. Especially like she said, she tries to, the lady that called in, she tries to drink at least a gallon of water, alkaline water a day. Just drinking water, period, can cleanse your energy so much, because when you think about it, it's the water is kind of like dragging all that toxic energy out of your body. So even if you're
right.
around some negative people, I remember one time I went with my with a family member. I'm not gonna say who it is, but I went with a family member to a function for one holiday, and the vibes were so dense that when we left from over there, like, I felt drained. I felt really, really
right.
tired, and that particular family member that I was with, they wanted to go somewhere else, and I was like, I can't. Like, I literally felt like I was about to pass out. I couldn't move because it was so dense over there. And I came home, and I took a bath, and when I got out of the tub, I felt like a whole new person. I felt light.
Yeah.
So you can literally wash other people's energy off of you. and flushing it out of your body
about.
By just drinking more water.
Mm-hmm. That's what baptism is about. That's why, you know, in religions, when you have, you know, when you reach over, so to speak, they wash away your old sins. That's the same concept, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe that's where it came from, I want to say, because I also believe that we originated everything. So, you know, it was, we did it, and then, you know, over time they changed it or whatever you want to call it. Put more control over it, I guess, so they could have the control. But something I did want to talk about is, you know, I notice a lot of, like, okay, I talked about it already, but I'm going to talk about it again. But like with the Waffle House and Starbucks and things like that, where our, you know, our people continue to oblige these these establishments by going in and being upset because they treat them a certain way. I just, you know, I really want to get, you know, this message across that you don't have to be a part, or you don't have to participate in what they're doing. You know, there's so many Black-owned coffee shops, Black-owned breakfast places. I mean, there's so many where you could go in and feel welcome and not feel that type of way. Me personally, it doesn't matter where I go. If I go into an establishment and I don't feel welcome, you can best believe that I'm going to leave. And I mean, I'm not one to stick around where I'm not wanted. You know, I'm the kind of person that eventually I get the hint. But when I'm dealing with a place where I'm spending my money, like you said, you should not feel unhappy when spending your money. Like, if you're feeling unhappy or you're in a place that's not welcoming you, don't spend your money. Like, take your energy elsewhere, you know, because money, currency is energy. So take it elsewhere. Don't use it, you know, someplace that's not going to welcome you or have you feeling like, you know, you're an outcast, so to speak. You know, and that can be anywhere, any place.
And, you know, I definitely support black-owned businesses. But, you know, a lot of times you go into some black-owned businesses and you get a lot of, you know, attitude. Almost as if you're doing them, you know, like you're not, like being there is upsetting them or something, you know. And that's why I say wherever the energy is, you know, it's not always about a color thing with me. You know, now don't get me wrong though, when it comes to the movement, I don't feel as though everybody needs to be involved in us building our structure. That I don't believe in at all. But I do believe that, you know, what we allow to happen, you know, well not allow to happen, but what has happened to us as a people is directly influenced by all of the energy that's been left behind, you know, from our ancestors. Like, if you have a street, or not even a street, any location it can be, and, you know, in this location, they did a lot of lynching, they did a lot of murdering, you know, there was a lot of souls, so to speak, that left this planet in a bad state, just like the animals that they kill before they, you know, cook them up. It's the same concept. That energy is still there. And, you know, I feel like it's being fed, and that's why it keeps growing. So I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but that's kind of how I feel. Like, stop feeding into the negativity. Stop feeding into, you know, everything that they're doing to us. Don't look at it the same. You know, try to look at it from a different angle and remove yourself from the equation. You know, I'm real big on that. Mm-hmm. If something, I don't care where it is, if you feel unwanted, leave. Don't stay. You know, that don't give anything your energy that doesn't deserve it. Basically what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Got a couple callers on. Is there anybody who has anything they want to say? Nobody. If you do, press 1 and I'll open the line for you. Because, I mean, we got a few callers, so. Oh, well, there's nobody.
We got about 28 minutes left.
Yeah, I mean, we can end it anytime we want. We don't have to, you know. Well, if there's someone who wants to speak, I'll open up the mic. Hold on one.
Yeah, I guess we could wait
a few caller,
minutes.
Okay, caller,
you're on. Hey, sisters, how are you all doing this evening? I just wanted to call in and commend you on a great show. I was listening for a long time, but I was called away, so I wasn't able to listen to the whole show. But I was wondering, when you were discussing everything and how they use our emotions against us, did you touch on how they use the lunar eclipses on us and how they kind of like put stuff out there? Because, you know, whenever there's a full moon, people's emotions are running a little bit higher than they normally do.
Right.
Did you discuss the correlation between that, how we see some of the stuff being put out on social media when there's a full moon out, and it seems like how the system basically feeds off of our emotions?
Well, I didn't put
no,
the connection out between that. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that we didn't touch on that, but I'm glad he brought it up, and I would love to hear what he has to say about it.
Well, I didn't touch on it, but I kind of did, because what I said was, you know, the book I read on occultism, and it explains alchemy from basically as far back as they can go to Wicca, and around the 1480 is when it kind of, the information got into Italy, so to speak, right? And then in 1492, Christopher Columbus, in accordance, you know, he waited for the phases of the moon to come out here and do what he had to do to take over, because he understood, you know, the power that there was. When I speak about power, that's what I'm talking about. He understood the energy that was there. He understood what he was doing. So he used, you know, that energy to be able to do what he did to take over, not just guide him to get to us, but also, like, he was like, okay, he was never lost. It was intentional, everything that he did. And he used the moon phases because he understood that at that time we would be at our highest peak when it comes to energy, and that he could do it. So I kind of did, but I didn't speak about the moon. But he, you know, when I speak about occultism and alchemy, you know, that that's you know, kind of in the all in the same category to me because I study so much of it. But yes,
right.
That's definitely something that I, you know, plan on getting very deep into in the future.
Hey, that's good. That's good to know. I'll definitely be calling back into the show to participate in that one also.
But if you have anything to say, I'll be so more than welcome.
Yes, fair. He got me anxious now. I'm sitting here waiting to see.
Well, I know that the way that this system is set up, the way that they use, you know, colors, the way that they use signage, it's all stuff that basically touches our spirit. And if you're not in touch with your spirit and you're not really practicing on being your most conscious self, you'll miss a lot of the signals that are being sent your way, whether they be good signals or bad signals. Most of them in this society is bad for us, because a lot of us have basically gotten away from our spiritual selves, and we ignore our emotions and our intellect and what they call tuition, especially, you know, women are very intuitive, you know, and a lot of times, you know, men will stand around and be like, nah, girl, you crazy. Nah, you're not crazy. You feeling things,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes women don't even recognize it, that, you know, they're feeling that. And I believe men are also just as intuitive or can be as intuitive, but you have to be in touch with your spiritual self. You know, a lot of times, you know, you might have these what they call gut feelings that something ain't right about a person that you meet, you know, or something's not right about a situation that's going on. And a lot of times you have to listen to that inner voice, you know, because it's telling you, you know, what's real and what's not. And so when you see stuff and you see they put stuff out there and you feeling people being angry and stuff, they're feeding off of your emotions. You know, I know y'all know the term energy vampires. I know you all know that term.
Right.
You know, we're surrounded by them all the time. You have to be careful about who you're dealing with, because sometimes, you know, people are feeding off of your energy. You know, and people think it's a joke, and they don't think it's, you know, real. They laugh at it, but, you know, our aura that surrounds us, our energy that surrounds us, is real. And you can tell if you walk into a room full of negative thinking people, you can feel that. And
yep.
Sometimes it might even make you ill. So,
yes.
You know, we I always tell people you have to be careful about what you feed into or what you feed to your mind. You got to be careful about that, because it can lead to other health issues if you're not careful. And on that, I'm going to yield.
All right. Thank you, Ozzy. Yeah, I have to definitely agree with that. And I know, you know, I have a lot of customers who come to me, and they work for, you know, cancer rehabilitation centers, and they're just like, you know, every time I'm there, I just feel really down, and, you know, it's starting to affect my health. And I'm like, yeah, like, it makes sense. Like, one girl, she wanted, you know, a bracelet for, you know, to protect her in every way, shape, and form. Like, she doesn't believe you can catch cancer. Like, that's not what she's saying. But what she's saying is, because of the energy that's in the building, it brings her down and she feels low, you know? And, you know, people don't even realize that, you know, and that's her job. You know, that's her bread and butter. That's what she has to do to make sure she takes care of her family. So it really makes you think about, you know, what we do on a daily basis and how we don't even realize, even working in the office. If everybody in your office is always sad and down, or it's a stressful environment, that energy is around you and it's attaching itself to you, and that's going to, you know, it's going to feed your soul. That's what's going to feed you. You know, people, you know, just like, you know, Hani spoke about, you know, what we put in our mouths and the food that we eat. it's also, you know, the type of energy that we consume, you know, that also plays a really big part in everything, you know. You can eat lettuce and you can, you know, grow your own tomatoes. You can do all of that. But if you are literally surrounded in an environment constantly with negativity all the time, that food will do you no justice.
Right.
It's like counteracting. It's like, what's the point? And I definitely agree with that. You know, it protects your energy at all times. And I say that all the time, you know. I say, guard your heart and protect your soul. That's one of my phrases. You know, don't allow anything in, and, you know, don't accept anything either. So, I'm kind of running out of topics for this evening. How about you?
Yeah. One thing I wanted to touch on with what he said about how it was like I was speaking on influencing with these different astrological events that are happening, because he mentioned the eclipse, and we do have an eclipse that's coming up, I believe, on the 12th. We have a new moon in Cancer, and it's also an eclipse, I believe. But it's known for, and even if you research it online, and, I mean, take it as like a grain of salt or whatever, because it may not be true, but it's what people are promoting online, that the crime levels are higher when the moon is full. And with these eclipses, and with, like, they have the Mercury retrograde and all these other different planets in retrograde and stuff like that that's going on, and the media is always like, oh, you know, it's a retrograde coming up, y'all better be careful, or, oh, it's a full moon, be careful. Like, they're putting fear into you. I don't believe anything that is naturally created is something that we should be afraid of. I feel like this world that we live in is somewhat like a video game, and these different astrological that pop up into our lives, like, it's all for us to utilize, for us to raise our vibration, and for us to become more aware of what's going on within our lives and within ourselves. So instead of listening to the media, people need to lay off the TV a lot and also social media a lot. But instead of, you know, allowing the media and allowing TV and social media to program you to feel a certain way about something that's going to happen, lay off of it. And when it happens, just allow yourself to embrace it and see for yourself how you feel before you let somebody tell you how you're supposed to feel or how you're going to feel.
Right.
So,
I agree.
That's all I got.
Like I said, we can end it anytime we want. We don't have to rock out till 11 o'clock. I can end it so early. It's kind of, you know, off balance a little bit, because I was expecting Jessica to be here, and that was, you know, kind of like our other fill-in. So it's all right. We have our next show, which, you know, will be in about a month from now. Which is funny, because let me see, because I am supposed to be away. Hold on. August 2nd. Oh, yeah. Okay, maybe I'll be back by then. I'm just sorry. I was just checking. All right. Because if you're done, I'm done. We can end the show.
Yeah, that's fine. We can end it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So we want to thank y'all for tuning in. It's been a great show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And just so you know, you're dealing with two people who were very nervous to do this, and we did it anyway, so that says a lot about it.
Right, and it says a lot about what you can do. It says a lot about what you can do. So,
right. I believe next week's episode is either going to be on politics or it's going to be on education and economics. So stay tuned for that. But our show, The Alchemist and You, will be on again, I believe that is August the 13th. That's the second Monday of the month. So we'll see you guys then. Thank you so much for tuning in. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.